Hello, ma'am. Good evening. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
My opinion about what?
It's a brief survey, ma'am, mostly about elections. For example, my first question to you would be, ma'am, is are you registered to vote as a Democrat in New Jersey?
I am.
Great, ma'am. And I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the Democratic primary elections for President, U.S. Senate, Congress, and local offices in June of 2024? Would you say you're almost certain to vote? Probably. 50-50 chance, or you will not vote?
I always vote.
Okay, ma'am. What would you consider your race to be?
Is that required, that answer? For any particular reason?
No, ma'am. Do you consider yourself to be Hispanic or of Latino descent?
I mean, is it any particular reason that you need to know that?
Well, when we do the survey, ma'am, just for to have an idea of the races of people we are interviewing, that's what we're asking you.
African-American.
Okay. All right. And moving on quickly, ma'am, we would like to know as well, what year were you born, ma'am? Hello?
Okay, I don't want to answer that.
No problem.
Because I don't know that that's relevant, and when you do these polls, I don't know if it's skewed them or not. So race and age should not be part of it. So move on, please.
Oh, okay, ma'am. Well, I want you to know, okay, ma'am, we just want to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of a 0 to 100. 0 means very unfavorable. 100 means very favorable. You can use any number between 0 to 100. If you don't know the person, ma'am, you can as well tell me if you don't know them. For example, I have Phil Murphy. He's governor of New Jersey. How much would you rate him from 0 to 100?
So 0 is...
unfavorable, very unfavorable, and 100 means very favorable.
I put him in the middle.
How much would you give him, ma'am?
I don't really know that what Murphy do too much. I give him 50, 60. You can give him either one.
60? 60, no problem. All right, ma'am. What about Andy Kim, South Jersey's U.S. congressman and candidate for U.S. Senate? From a 0 to 100.
Andy who?
Kim. Mm-hmm.
Kim?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's okay, ma'am. If you haven't
heard... passed because I don't know anything about that person.
No problem. What about Joe Biden, president of the U.S.?
If it's 100, then I will give him 100.
Okay. What about Ravi Bala, mayor of Hoboken and candidate for Congress?
Well, why would I be interested in someone from Hoboken? I'm in Union County. What would I know about them?
You're not in New Jersey, ma'am?
I said I'm in Union County.
Oh, okay.
A distance from Hoboken. I don't know anything about what goes on in Hoboken. I see it on the news, but it doesn't interest me because it doesn't reflect me in any way.
No problem, ma'am. What about Stephen Fulop, mayor of Jersey City, from a 0 to 100?
You know, they're in Hudson County. They don't interface with me anyway. Only what I read in the newspaper, I see on the news. I think he's doing a decent job as mayor over there, yes.
Oh, well, how much would you rate him from a 0 to 100, ma'am?
I can't.
Okay.
He doesn't.
No problem. What about Bob
Menendez?
In
Hudson County. You should be asking Union County relative people things.
Oh. Well, what about Bob Menendez, ma'am? He's a U.S. senator and candidate for U.S. Senate.
I think he should resign, retire, whatever.
From a 0 to 100?
I think he should resign, retire, so you can take it from there.
Oh, remember, our answers have to be between a 0 to 100. Keep in mind,
so
0
give him one. Give him one out near 100. I said I think he should resign. Retire, so that it puts them out near 100. Give them 100.
Okay, ma'am. What about...
Wait a minute. No. Give them 0. I'm getting confused here. Give them 0.
0. What about Rob Menendez, ma'am, U.S. congressman and candidate for Congress?
I don't know a lot about them, so pass.
No problem. What about Tammy Murphy, First Lady of New Jersey and candidate for U.S. Senate?
Oh, my goodness. And zero is bad, right?
Yes, when zero is very unfavorable.
Okay, then I would give her, put her out near her husband, maybe 50. I don't know a lot about her. I just don't think she should be running.
Oh, okay, ma'am. Well, when you hear the name Robin Endless, ma'am, what is the first thing that comes to your mind, like in your own words? Tell me.
When I hear what? What?
When you hear the name Robin Endless, what is the first thing that comes to your mind?
You said Robin?
Rob Menendez?
Not Rob or Bob?
Rob, ma'am. R-O-B?
Nothing comes to my mind because didn't you ask me about him a little while ago and I said I really don't know too much about him?
Okay, ma'am. Would you say that you disapprove or approve of the job Rob Menendez is doing as your member of Congress, ma'am? Would you say you approve?
Oh, I see what this is about. So you're calling to find out, you know, how people feel about Rob Menendez. So why don't you just call and ask questions about him? Why do you beat all around the bush to ask questions about him?
Remember, ma'am, your opinion is really important, and I'm trying not to take up much of your time.
But what you're not getting is I told you I don't really have an opinion. I said this a couple of times every time you bring up his name because I don't know anything about him.
Oh,
he would be a person I would have to look up somewhere. When I get my little informational sheets, his name is on it, but there's nothing there that tells anything good or bad about him.
Okay, ma'am. If the Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate were held today, ma'am, and your candidates were Patricia Campos Medina, Bob Menendez, Tammy Murphy, and Andy Kim, for whom would you vote?
Neither.
Okay. Is there anyone that you're leaning more towards?
Miss, you're missing the point. You're asking the questions, but you're not listening. I said, I don't know any of those people.
Okay.
I know nothing about them, only negative I read about them. And I have no intentions of, and for Rob Menendez, I haven't read negative. I just don't know anything about them.
Oh.
And for the rest of those negatives, no, I wouldn't vote for them at all. I don't vote for crooks and scammers and people who don't do anything for anybody but trying to make money for themselves, do not care about the people who put them in. I should vote for people like that? I don't think so.
I completely understand, ma'am. In that case, thank you so much for your time and have a nice day.